Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Let's now say hello to Graham Zusi with Sporting Kansas City. Graham, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Let's start off with some exciting news. We had a chance to check out the debut, the unveiling of the primary and secondary kits for Sporting Kansas City, and it's very exciting because they'll feature the Victory Project prominently displayed on the jersey front with Children's Mercy adorning the left sleeve. And look, anyone that knows anything about the Victory Project and what that means, as the Victory Project and Children's Mercy will remain aligned in helping kids fighting cancer on a daily basis and supporting them in so many different ways. I know you know all about that. So how excited are you to have the Victory Project prominently there on the brand new kit?
It is so cool, isn't it? First of all, they did a fantastic job with the jerseys. I think they look super sharp. And then to have something on the front of them that we're all super proud of is really cool as well. I think to echo what you said, I think we're all pretty familiar with the amazing things that the Victory Project does, and they're looking to even expand their mission from just childhood cancer to providing soccer for children with disabilities. And also with the goal of providing soccer for all, especially kids who are in a financial situation that's not ideal to play youth sports. So all in all, just an amazing organization, and we're so proud to have that plastered across our chest this year.
So, Graham, I want to get back to the new initiative you talked about in terms of providing soccer for all and how expensive it is for kids to play, which I'm living that right now with my kids starting to play soccer at the club level and all that. But before we do that, I want to talk some more about Children's Mercy and the Victory Project. I know, getting to know you over the years, how much you invest of your own time and personal energy to be a part of it. And I know that you don't love talking about it on the air because that's not why you do it. But I do want to point some things out, because I'll say this. We had our family had a Children's Mercy experience a couple of weeks ago. We had a choking scare with my 15-year-old son, Andy, and we took him to the urgent care out here out south in Overland Park where we live. And he ended up, they put him in an ambulance and sent him down to the emergency room at Children's Mercy downtown. And following your son in an ambulance, your 15-month-old son in an ambulance is something that I'd never experienced before, personally. And it was, I was a wreck, that entire time. My son turned out to be fine. You know, he turned out to be okay. They wanted to make sure that he was breathing properly and that there was nothing that would make it, risk for him to go to sleep that night and all that. And they did amazing work. And the reason I share all this is because, man, when you're sitting in an emergency room and your 15-month-old is hooked up to all this, heart monitors and wires and he looks scared and your wife is scared and you're scared and all of that. And then you realize that like every emergency room there is full. And that not everybody's going to get to walk out of there with a perfectly healthy kid the way we were. It really hits you. And I know that you spent so much time there with kids who are battling just the most horrific thing. You know, they're battling serious cancer diagnoses and all that. You get to know their parents and all that. And I just don't know if you could tell me, because I just thought about, man, what an incredible place. We are so lucky to have this facility with these amazing doctors and healthcare workers and psychologists that know how to help calm your kid down when they're scared, because they got to calm down to be able to lay still for a CT scan and they don't know what's happening. all that stuff. I mean, could you put into words how, I don't know, inspired or what it means to you when you see these amazing people that are there to help people facing such a scary situation?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that your son is okay through that. I can't imagine it's got to be so tough. But, I mean, to put into words, I think you just did a fantastic job of doing that. You know, you go to these hospital visits and hanging out with the kiddos, and it absolutely is inspiring to yourself. Just the outlook that these young kids have towards their life, and it's something that, it puts so much into perspective about our daily lives, and I think that's kind of it sounds selfish, I think, a little bit, but it benefits me so much. Going on these visits, I swear it helps me as much as it helps distracting these kids for just a couple hours. But it's incredible, and then on top of it, the staff that Children's Mercy has and the experience that they give these kids is just unbelievable. I can't say enough about the workers from top to bottom, what they do on a daily basis to give these kids just a little bit more comfort in their situations.
One of the things they do at the Victory Project too is they bring kids out every week to training, kids that are battling cancer or other types of, you know, life threatening illnesses, and their whole family come out and they get to meet the players. It's always cool to me because I get to meet a lot of these kids too, but then you guys all come over and introduce yourself to the kids and all of that. Is that, you just said, you know, you maybe get more from it, you know, going down to the hospital. Do you get that sense for most of the guys that they get as much out of that situation as the kids do when they get to come meet you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. There's just no question about it. The smiles that we see, and I mean, we walking out onto the field and looking up to the victory suite, hearing the cauldron chant the names of the kids, it's so inspiring, and we really thrive off of that energy and being able to maybe help someone just for a few hours.
Graham Zusi is our guest, and reminder, as part of the campaign, a portion of all Sporting Kansas City kid sales in 2021 will be donated to the Victory Project. So not only are they good looking, as Graham Zusi said, but you'll be helping a terrific cause in the Victory Project when you purchase a Sporting Kansas City kit. So you've worn them all. So where does this rank? What was your favorite jersey that you wore, and is this in contention? Is this up there?
I think it has to be. I think one of my favorites were the kind of the light blue with the white collar and the white shorts that we wore a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were super sharp. But these, you know, the old hoops were kind of my second favorite. And I think that the new hoops, the 3.0 version, I think those are even nicer in my book. So these are, you know, top three, I'd say, easily in the history of Sporting's jerseys. But yeah, I'm pumped to see them on the field and see what they look like on the television and from the stands.
Ordered one for my daughter and my son yesterday. So
and his co-host,
yeah,
which was very nice of him
that?
To do that. I loved it. So. Thank you, Nate.
Using my sporting discount, you know, as an right. employee. But we're excited about it. And you can go pick him up there, you know, contactless, which is pretty great out at the stadium. And I'm with you. I love the hoops. I thought the last round of hoops were great, and I think these ones are maybe even better. To go back to something else you mentioned with the initiative, Graham, you talked about, you know, soccer for all, you know, for people that maybe, you know, financially struggle to be able to get access to really good coaching. My kids are starting to play. I still coach my daughter's team, but my son's starting to play at the club level. And I will admit, man, I go to watch some of those practices and I marvel at the quality of coaching and training those kids are getting at an early age, because it is far better than any coaching I ever got in soccer at any point in my life, even in high school. And that's awesome. But
your father disagrees, by the way. So
my dad thinks that all it really takes to be a good, to, you know, good instruction is to shout loudly at kids. So he thinks that we don't need to do that. But anyways, I do think a lot about, though, you know, there's got to be so many kids that want to play the sport that don't have access to that. And I'm just curious, like, when you grew up, how different is it now maybe than was it like that when you were a kid? And how much do you think we could stand to grow the game if we make it more accessible to more kids across the board?
Absolutely. It was the same when I was young as well. I mean, even from a personal standpoint, I know my parents sacrificed a ton to keep us in soccer, and you know, they even were lucky enough to get a little bit of help here and there. But I mean, yeah, look at all you have to do is look around the world. You hear about players like Neymar, like Messi, people who you know, these kids were found literally on the street playing soccer, and these countries are looking in those areas because some of the best players in the world have come from low-income families, and I think that you're seeing a little bit of a turn in perspective and mentality in the U.S. game, where they're starting to understand that and hopefully they're making soccer available for everyone, because yeah, you're absolutely right. So I think some of the greatest talent out there we're just not tapping into because we're making it difficult for them to play the game.
We have Graham Zusi on the line. Graham, all right, preseason has started. And at Wild Horse Pass in Chandler, Arizona. It's going to be 4 weeks. You're going to be spending out in Arizona to get ready for the season. Maybe just give me your thoughts on what you expect from the preseason and the 4 weeks in Arizona. And we'll see the first friendly coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we've had a really good start. The guys look sharp and eager to get going in the season. So just these first few days of training have been a lot of fun to see. Yeah, 4 weeks is a long time to be down in preseason straight, but you know, I think the group has a fantastic mentality at the moment. We're itching to get out onto the field for a competitive match against someone else, and yeah, man, it's just been it's been good so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing you know, some of the new guys and who decides to really bring it and make the position their own. And yeah, I've seen a lot of good things so far and looking forward to a full preseason of preparation and getting ready for that first game in April.
We know you're not going to be ready yourself, Graham, to full on go in training for a little bit longer still. But any updates for you? Any new progress that the fans should know about as you're making your way back?
Just really good, steady progress. Again, I'm feeling really good for where I'm at. Everyone's happy with where I'm at, and I can't wait to. In the next couple of weeks, I'll actually be progressing pretty quickly, which is really good news for myself. Just as I, you know, seeing these guys out there is just giving me the itch big time. So, seeing the progression and feeling the progression for me is really what it's all about, and that's going to put me in a good spot mentally and physically.
Well, hey, thanks so much for the time, Graham. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Nate. See you.